Careers Day, written by Nicolette Caponis, illustrated by Héloïse O'Donoghue, translated by Emmanuel Guérinet, accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. I do not want to go to school today. I scribble in my secret notebook as the car stops at the school gate. How'd you get, Amy? Says Mum. But I don't want to go to l'école today, I tell Mum, putting my secret carnet in my rucksack. It's Careers Day, and we have to tell everybody what we want to be when we grow up. But I don't know what I want to be. It will be fine, says Mum. When the time is right, you'll know exactly what you want to be when you grow up. That makes me feel a little better. I put on my sac à dos with my secret carnet inside and head into school. In the playground, Tommy is giving Georgia a piggyback ride. Tommy loves giving people piggyback rides. Hi, Tommy, I say. Toot, toot, says Tommy, just like a train. What do you want to be when you grow up? I ask. I want to be a train driver when je serai grand, says Tommy. And je veux être a doctor quand je serai grande, says Georgia. Come on, Tommy. I think somebody's greased their knee over there. Let's go and help. Je ne veux pas être conducteur de train, like Tommy, or a doctor, like Georgia. But I write the ideas in my carnet anyway, just in case. Our teacher, Mrs. Collins, has come outside. She is my favorite institutrice, and the only person who I have shown my secret carnet to. Mrs. Collins loves to read, and is always giving me books to take home. I love to read livres too, when I'm not writing in my secret carnet, that is. Inside, everyone, the bell's about to ring, says Mrs. Collins with a smile. We have a busy day today. I grab my sac à dos and follow Mrs. Collins inside. Class, to start off our journée des métiers, we are going to hear from some special guests who all have different jobs, says Mrs. Collins. And after lunch, you will take in turns to tell your classmates what travail you want to do when you grow up. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, so I take out my carnet and un crayon to write down ideas while the guests are talking. First, we meet a police officer. Hello, everybody. My name is Sue, and je suis policière. Then, we hear from an engineer. Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Yasmine et je suis ingénieur. Next is a nurse. Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Dave et je suis infirmier. Last is a plumber. Bonjour tout le monde. Je m'appelle Bruno et je suis plombier. Everyone sounds as if they love what they do. But je ne sais toujours pas ce que je veux faire quand je serai grande. The bell rings for lunch. Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire quand tu seras grand? I say to Samir as we're leaving the classroom. Je veux être a chef, says Samir. Rachel wants to be a chef cuisinière too. We're having a competition to see who can make the best sandwich. Et moi, je veux être a judge, says Stephen as he joins us. So I'm going to make sure nobody cheats in the competition. Have you got any spare food in your lunchbox that Samir and Rachel can use as ingredients? I give Rachel and Samir a yogurt from my boîte repas. Everybody else hands over their spare food from their boîte repas too. Order in the lunch hall, shouts Stephen, just like a real juge. All rise to watch Rachel versus Samir in the case of who can make the best sandwich. Begin. Rachel and Samir get to work on their sandwiches. Everyone cheers. Rachel puts cheese and crisps and a chocolate bar and a sausage roll in hers, then slops yogurt all over it. Yuck. Samir grabs ham and a jelly and some salad and stuffs it all into a roll. Then he squirts ketchup inside as well. Gross. I'm not too sure who will win this sandwich competition. Maybe no one should. Georgia can't see what is happening, so she asks Toby for another piggyback ride. But as Tommy squats down so she can jump on board, he trips over somebody's sac à dos and stumbles towards Stephen. Stephen's too busy checking nobody's cheating to see Tommy coming and is pushed straight into Rachel. Rachel's spoon flies through the air, sending splodges of yogurt all over Samir. Samir throws his hands up to cover his face, but the lid isn't on his bottle of ketchup, and a big dollop of the sticky sauce sails across the room. On to Mon Carnet. Mon Carnet is completely ruined. The pages are bright red and all stuck together. I can't read any of the notes I made about the different métiers people do. Now, I will never know what je veux être quand je serai grand. As I stare down at Mon Carnet in horror, Mrs. Collins bursts into the lunch hall. What is going on here? Says Mrs. Collins in her sternest voice. Look at all this mess. Nobody speaks. Mrs. Collins walks to the cleaning cupboard and pulls out mops and brooms. I am glad to see you're all taking your future métier so seriously, but I think it is time you all had a go at being a cleaner. I go to grab a mop, but Mrs. Collins stops me. Not you, Amy, she says. You need to come with me. I follow Mrs. Collins back to the classroom, wondering if I am in even more trouble than everybody else. I need to know exactly what happened in there. I need you to write it all down for me, says Mrs. Collins, handing me a new carnet. She gives me a little smile. I take out mon crayon and begin to write. The rest of the class come back to la salle de classe. I have already written pages and pages in my new carnet. Spoon flies through the air. A dollop of the sticky sauce sails across the room. Now, class, it's time to tell everyone what you would like to be when you grow up, says Mrs. Collins. One by one, everyone in la salle de classe stands up and says what métier they want to do when they are older. I sink lower and lower into my chair.
Je veux être conducteur de train, says Tommy. Je veux être docteur, says Georgia. Je veux être juge, says Stephen. Je veux être chef cuisinier, says Rachel and Samir at the same time.
Amy, it's your turn, says Mrs. Collins with a smile. She looks down at mon nouveau carnet. I look down at mon nouveau carnet too. And finally, I know what I want to be when I grow up. An author, an écrivain, writing livre after livre of exciting stories. I look up at Mrs. Collins and grin.
Je ne veux pas être conducteur de train, docteur, chef cuisinier ou juge. Je veux être écrivain quand je serai grande.
Glossary. Boîte repas. Lunchbox. Bonjour tout le monde. Hello everybody. Carnet. Notebook. Chef cuisinier. Chef. Male. Chef cuisinière. Chef. Female. Conducteur de train. Train driver. Crayon. Pencil. Docteur. Doctor. École. School.
écrivain, author, infirmier, nurse, male, infirmière, nurse, female, ingénieur, engineer, instituteur, teacher, male, institutrice, teacher, female. Je m'appelle, my name is. Je ne sais toujours pas ce que je veux faire. I still don't know what I want to be. Je ne veux pas être, I don't want to be. Je veux être, I want to be. Juge, judge. Livre, books. Métier, career. Plombier, plumber, male. Plombière, plumber, female. Policier, police officer, male. Policière, police officer, female. Quand je serai grand, when I grow up. Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire quand tu seras grand? What do you want to be when you grow up? Male. Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire quand tu seras grande? What do you want to be when you grow up? Female. Sac à dos. Rucksack. Travail. Job. Je m'appelle Tommy et je veux être conducteur de train. Je m'appelle Amy et je veux être écrivain. Je m'appelle Steven et je veux être juge. Je m'appelle Georgia et je veux être un docteur. Je m'appelle Rachel et je veux être chef cuisinière.